Welcome to Well-ish.
What does it mean to be well-ish?
Rejecting the illusion that you have to be perfect to be enough.
Embracing the messy, the real, and the in-between.
Growth without obsession.
Self-care without guilt.
Improvement without the pressure to be flawless.
Because wellness isn't about perfection. It's about showing up as you are and knowing that's already enough.
This is Well-ish. Today is a very special Monday, if I do say so myself, because Friday was just my 27th birthday. And this birthday feels a little bit different than other birthdays. A lot of the time, my birthday just feels pretty mundane, pretty like every other day. But this year, I really feel like I am becoming who I really am meant to be. Welcome back to Well-ish, the podcast for people who like to self-improve and want to become the best versions of themselves, but don't want the pressure of feeling like they're not good enough now. They need to be better and they need to be perfect. After everything I have been through lately, I really want to make this episode about looking forward. Last year, I spent it doing lessons learned, but you know what? Your girl, she's done enough looking back, enough analysis, and now it's time to move forward. So I want to talk to you guys about the 27 things that I am choosing this year. But before I do that, I wouldn't be able to be sitting here making these choices at 27 years old if it wasn't for my favorite little girly that carried me all the way here up to this point. So I do want to take a minute to honor her. So let's get into that. Before we do, though, make sure to leave a rate and review for the show. You know, you don't have to listen to it all the way through. You already know it's going to be incredible. And so you should just leave it 5 stars right now, obviously. I mean, you can wait until the end so that it can prove to be incredible, or you can just do it now. Also, make sure to subscribe to the show so that you get more Well-ish content on your feed. Before we get into what I'm choosing this year, I really do want to take a minute to honor the girl that got me to this point, the girl that never gave up on herself, like no matter what, even if she did it in a not very healthy way, and wanted to like be better because she didn't think she was good enough. She still wanted to be better. She still had my best interest at heart and wanted to never, ever, ever give up on her. And in the same vein, never, ever, ever gave up on the people she loved. With that, sees the best in people, constantly sees the best in people and wants people to live into grow into the people that she can see in them and knows they are and sees them for their heart. The girl who ruthlessly protects herself, again, even if she doesn't do it in the most healthy ways, at the core, that is what her efforts are for. She doesn't want me to get hurt. She doesn't want me to feel the pain that I've felt in the past. So she makes me feel anxious. She makes me feel like I have to control things. She makes me get worked up over stuff because she's working overtime to try to protect me. The girl that has such a passion for trying to experience as much life as she can. And it doesn't have to be in this grandiose way. You know, obviously like grandiose is cool. And I do want to experience grandiose things in my life. And there's things on my bucket list that I just like feel are going to happen before I die. But you know, even the small things, and that stuff is important too. Like I always wanted to be a cheerleader and I did that. I always wanted to be in a sorority and I did that. I wanted to be a lifeguard and I did that. I wanted to live out of state and I did that. I wanted to live downtown Chicago and I did that. And she just always makes these things happen. The girl who no matter what is happening in her life always has a smile on her face and is always laughing. Now, obviously not, I don't want to say always, I mean like every single second of every single day, because that is not the truth. You know, there are many times that I am not always smiling and laughing, but at the core, there's never been like a period of time, no matter how depressed, grief stricken, heartbroken, whatever that I've been, anxious, that I can't, like I swear to God, I smile or laugh at least once a day. Pretty much always. So I love that about me. I've been like that since I was little. The girl who is so committed to feeling good and living a fulfilled life that does whatever she has to do in order to make sure she feels good in a day and never gives up on that. The girl that so badly wanted to feel worthy, wanted to feel enough, wanted to be chosen, and wanted to feel safe. The girl who always wants to learn and expand and grow. this year, I'm not just celebrating getting older. I really want to celebrate every version of me that has gotten me to where I am today, that has carried me through to this point. And I'm celebrating how much I really have grown, because when I look back on my life, I can truly see how much I have grown. I am so proud to say that through everything that I have been through, I finally understand how to choose myself, and I am choosing myself, and that the only person that I need to be unwaveringly loyal to is me. And I don't know why it took me so long to understand that, but I get it now. Okay. I get it. I got it through my head. I'm still a little worried about being able to fully execute it next time I'm in a relationship, but I really fucking truly understand that the one person I need to be fiercely loyal to above anybody else is myself. I wouldn't have been able to come to that conclusion though, if the girl before me didn't exist. So let this be my toast to her and to every version of her before me, every version, even the ones that have pissed me off, who fought to give me the chance to live the life I knew I could live, a little bit more loud, if that's even possible, a little bit more free, and just a lot more in love with my life. Now I see that the version of me before wasn't the final destination. And I so really genuinely thought that she was. You know, I always obviously wanted to continue to learn and expand and grow because that's just who I am. But I really truly did feel like I had done it. I was mentally strong. I was emotionally aware. I was super self-aware. So, you know, like this is, you know, where I'm at now. But now I realize that those really are the bare minimums. You know, I think it's impressive, like how next level somebody could be with that. And I really do believe that I am above the curve with it, but it really truly is a bare minimum, okay? Like everybody should be mentally strong and everybody should have emotional intelligence and everybody should work to get to that point so that it can be the bare minimum, so that once you have those things, you just get to enjoy the hell out of life, that you just get to be so happy and free and love your experience that you can have those things to bounce back on when shit happens in life that knocks you down. You're able to get back up and continue to enjoy the hell out of life. And really enjoying the hell out of life, like really choosing to live, requires choices. So these are 27 things that I am choosing. They are not rules that I have to live by. They're not trends. They're foundations to the life that I am building, to a life that I can wake up every day and feel proud of living. My first one came in my life completely changing, and I am so grateful for it. But the truth is, you will not get this until you get this. You can logically understand it, but that doesn't mean that you truly, deeply in your bones understand it now. And I'm so grateful to finally feel that understanding. But my first one is surrender. Okay. I am fully surrendering to whatever life has to offer me, because you never know what things are going to happen. And you truly, again, another thing that I feel deep in my bones, and I didn't truly get it until just now, is that you really do not have external control over what happens in your life. I thought COVID taught me that. That made me go, that is interesting, like how little control you do have of the outside circumstances. But no, I really get it now. I really understand what that means, and that at the end of the day, you only have you. So you just have to surrender to yourself, to your life, and just let however things play out. And with that comes I'm losing the mentality of like the action. Like I've always felt like you got to make the things that you want in your life happen. You got to go after it and do. And like those things are true. And I understand why that works for people. And like they are things that you have to keep in your mind, because things aren't going to happen unless you go out there and you do them and you make a change. But I, instead of going do, I'm surrendering and listening to the whispers. I'm listening to, might maybe sound like a crazy person, but I'm listening to the things in my mind, like what things are really calling to me. And when things call to me, I, you know, kind of dip my toe in the water and say, is that something that maybe I would want to do? And if it excites me, then I am going to follow that whisper. I'm going to follow that path. Or surrendering and allowing whatever comes into my life to come into my life and make choices from there. You know, things will come in and I can choose to go with it or to not go with it. And that's where my action falls into. But I really understand now what it means to say that I don't chase, I attract. And I'm like, holy shit, I get that now. So I'm just fully choosing that, fully living by that. My second one, past versions of me would really say to myself, no, that's not true. You choose them. That's not how you live, but it is. Okay. Okay, sister, that's how you lived. All right. Get it through your head. I am no longer letting people choose me. I will choose them. I'm not jumping on the first person that gives attention to me, even when that attention feels good. It's like you're with somebody and they start, you know, really being interested in you, really liking you, but because that's all I could see. I couldn't see past any of the red flags or anything else because I just thought, well, this person really likes me. And so I want to be with the person that really likes me because they really like me. And you just go with it at that point because you think it feels so good to be chosen. It feels so good to be liked, but you have to be able to slow down and consciously ask yourself, do I like this person? Maybe you do like them, but are they the best choice that I should be making? And I am excited to actually start implementing that now. Number three, I am choosing to need less. Okay. My materialistic ass is quaking in her boots. When I move from place to place, I have so much stuff. Okay. But I really am choosing to need less and let go. And it's not just the material stuff. It's all of the stuff. It's the people, it's the things, it's the places, it's the ideas, it's the things that I'm loyal to that I don't need to be. I need to choose to let things go because not everything, it doesn't make my identity to latch on to this stuff. I can let it go and I can still be okay. I am choosing to live in the power of the words I do not say, which is a huge choice for me because I am such an oversharer. I'm such an open book. I say whatever the hell pops into my mind the moment it pops into my mind. And I do that because I think that I'm building connection. I think that I'm communicating. I want you to know how I feel. I want you to really see me, really hear me. But I'm done with that. If somebody wants to really see, hear, and understand me, they will. And if they don't want to, they won't. And it's just that simple. I'm actively choosing the words that I say. I'm not sharing everything. I'm not yapping my fucking life away. I'm consciously allowing my power to be in my silence. Number five is I am choosing things not just because they feel good because they're easy, but that they're easy because they feel good. And that doesn't mean that it's the easiest thing in the world to go do. It might still take harder work than just sitting there and cruising through life because that's really the easier route, but that I might do things that take a little bit more effort, but it's easy to do that because it makes me feel good compared to just going with the flow and doing whatever's easy. I want to do things that actually feed my soul. Number six is I want to take risks and be adventurous. So when I've looked for partners in the past, I have looked for people that are more willing to take risks and be adventurous because I think that they'll help me do that. And I'm not choosing to gain things from other people anymore. I want to be able to provide that stuff for myself. And so I want to be able to not wait for anybody else in the world to come along to help me. I want to help myself. So I want to get better at doing the things that make me feel a little bit scared, but make me feel more alive. Number seven is absolutely because of what just happened in my life, but I'm choosing to accept my lack of control, not just know that I have a lack of control with what happens in the outside world, but truly, genuinely accept my lack of control. I'm choosing to let life play out however the hell it plays out. And I trust that I'll be able to handle whatever happens because I have always been able to handle whatever happens. And, you know, if it kills me, so be it. Like if it's cancer, you know, whatever, but I'm going to do everything in my power to let life play out however it does and know that I will be able to get through whatever life throws at me. And I would rather live like that and enjoy my life as it's happening than live in fear. Number eight, I am choosing to not give any more energy than immediately necessary to minor inconveniences. Now, let me explain a minor inconvenience because at the time, it doesn't feel like a minor inconvenience. If you had said this to me during one of these moments that were now what I'm considering minor inconveniences, I would say, no, this is a big deal. This is important. I need to lay down the law. But it's not. It's a minor inconvenience. Comparing that to comparing my fiance leaving me, you know, they're two totally different things. a big grief-worthy event and something that is just somebody crossing your boundary, and it's definitely aggravating and it's definitely messed up, but the difference is it going to matter in 5 days, 5 weeks? If the answer is no, it's a minor inconvenience. If it's going to matter 5 months, 5 years, that's something bigger. You're grieving, you're going through it. But seriously, like a lot of the stuff I would get so worked up over, and it really would be something I only am worked up over for a couple days and I would be fine. And even in those couple days, it wasn't all consuming. It wasn't the only thing I was thinking about. It wasn't preventing me from going to work. It wasn't preventing me from living my life. And those are the things that I'm going to give my energy to, the things that like really, really are painful and really, really are messed up. But for the minor inconveniences, I can't give my energy to that stuff anymore. And when I say give my energy, I even mean just like spending time thinking about it. I'm not choosing to do that anymore. I'm choosing to pay immediate attention to it, knowing that it's then out of my hands. I've done what I got to do and I'm going to move forward. Number nine, I am choosing to view my solitude as sacred. I had this thought the other night when I was sitting on the couch. This is the first time I had this thought that I was like, wait a second. I actually am the safest I can be right now, just here by myself with my kitties. You know, it's just me in this house and I don't have literally anybody else that I'm like, I could stay in this house forever and I could be fully safe. Like I am fully safe right now in this moment. And let's be honest, I'm a catch. So I'm not going to be single forever. So I really want to enjoy and soak up every second of me being single that I can. Number 10, a version of me a few years ago would have been like, no, you can't do that. But I am choosing to be soft and independent, not just aggressively independent so that I can prove my independence. I am allowed to be soft and lover girly, and I can still know that I am independent because I don't have to prove that I'm independent. I don't have to shove it down somebody's throat that I'm independent. I don't have to make them know and do all of the things to make them know. I can just be that because I know I just am that. So I'm allowed to be soft and independent, and I'm choosing to do that. Number 11, I am choosing to trust in my future. This is another like in my bones thing that has happened since my life changed, is that I fully trust in whatever is meant to happen is what's going to happen. And I trust that it's going to be good because I know that I'm a good person and I know that I always do my best and I know that I always try my hardest. And I just know that there is no way that I will not live a good life. So I'm really choosing to trust in whatever the future holds for me. And I'm trusting the process that's allowing me to reach that future. Number 12 makes me a little upset, but I'm choosing to live in the moment with the people that are in my life. Why am I actually getting upset? The people that are in my life while they're in my life. You know, I don't think I spent enough time really enjoying and being present during the time that people were in my life. Oh my God, that people were actually in my life, you know? And I wish if I could do anything again, I wish that I could just be a little bit more. Why am I actually so upset? That I wish I could actually just be a little bit more present for that and not worry about all the other stuff that happens and all the other shit that's going on in the world, than just being able to like enjoy every moment and know that people aren't there forever. Because at the end of the day, you really do die alone and everything is so temporary. Oh my God, I can't believe how upset I'm actually getting. I'm sorry. But like, I don't just think about this about my ex-fiance. I think, you know, he had a son and when this happened, I was never able to see him again. And that's been hard. And you know, I think of my cats and I think of my parents and I think of my sister and I think of all of the really incredible friends that I had growing up and in college. Like when I was in college, I had like every semester I had like a different friend group, and I only talk to like one of those people now. And I enjoyed those people so much. They were so great. And it just makes me sad that not everybody's going to be there forever. You know, this job, like I really love my coworkers and my boss, and they probably won't be around forever. So I just really want to make sure that I am living in the present and enjoying the time that I have with these people as much as I can. And I'm not wasting it thinking and worrying about everything else. Oh my God, get it together. I was not expecting that. Number 13, I am choosing to make my life so rich, so full, and so exhilarating that that will make me feel at peace instead of just going with whatever is easy and available and immediate gratification, because I, at the end of the day, don't feel at peace then anyways. You know, it's like I go that route because of ease, because I think like, oh, whatever, it's simple and it's peaceful. But at the end of the day, I'm not at peace because I'm sitting there feeling like I could be making my life better. My life could be better. And I'm sitting there stressing about that. I really want to choose to create a life that I can wake up and say, I can't believe this is my life. 14, I am so genuinely serious about, and it's not something that like I just should say because it's the empowered woman thing to say. I like genuinely, truly feel this way now, and I feel so good that I do genuinely, truly feel this way now. But number 14, I'm choosing that if a man wants to be in my life, he can show me why I should make space for him. I am not dealing with these mediocre men anymore, okay? If somebody wants to be in my life, they better make it worth my while. They better be self-sufficient. They better, you know, just really bring something to the table. And unless they show me that they are worth me making space for, you're not going to be very high on the totem pole. You know, we could still hang. That's cool. But you're not, yeah, you know, I'm not doing all the stuff to be around you. Number 15, I'm choosing to do whatever I want, whenever I want, because for once in my life, since I was 14 years old, that's right, over 10 years now, what is that? 14, 24, 25, 26, 27, for 13 years, barf. I have had somebody else to, I don't want to say answer to, but their feelings to consider and their opinions to consider, because that's how long I've been in relationships, guys. Like, that's crazy. And for the first time in my life, I only have to think about what I want and what I want to do. And that's it. And it feels uncomfortable, to be honest, almost a little bit, because I'm so trained that way for, again, the last 13 years, as my brain developed, it developed with this training that I have to consider other people's feelings and emotions. So it feels a little uncomfortable to like be like, oh, wait, I actually don't have to do anything that anybody wants me to do. I can just do whatever I want to do. And if somebody doesn't agree with what I'm doing or they don't want to associate themselves with that, then you can leave. Like, too bad. So sad. Number 16 is I am choosing to no longer take people's dysfunction personally. I think this is something that it's so easy for us as people to do, that when somebody acts up or they act weird, that we immediately turn inward and say, what could I have done better to make that person not react or act in this way? But I'm not doing that anymore. I'm calling out people's dysfunction as it is, knowing that I didn't do anything wrong, and running with that, because really it's the truth. And when people act and react in these certain ways, a lot of the time it's because it's easier to project onto somebody else. It's easier to blame somebody else. And all of this is so subconscious too. You know what I mean? Like, these people aren't actively going like, oh yeah, I can't look inward and fix my own problems, so I'm going to get them, you know? They genuinely think that it's your fault. But I'm not taking that personally anymore, because it's always just so clear where dysfunction lies and when you actually are in the wrong. It's very clear. So I'm not wasting my energy on that anymore. And when I say wasting my energy on it, I definitely mean like pouring effort into that relationship. I mean pouring effort into that specific conversation, but also like wasting time thinking about it. You know, I'll let their dysfunction happen, kind of like my point earlier. I'll deal with the immediate thing that's happening, but then I'm moving on with my life and I'm not going to waste my time thinking and worrying and dealing with it. Number 17, I am so excited to share. I am choosing to not explain myself anymore. Again, going with my silence point earlier, like, I'm choosing my words carefully. I don't need to get that last sentence in. I don't need to continue to clarify. Like, I can make a point and not have to make, like, I quite literally like 5 more points after that to try to make sure that I'm understood, that I relentlessly will not stop explaining myself until the person that I'm explaining myself to makes me feel like they understand me. And until you make me feel like you understand me, I'm not going to give up. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm just going to be okay with the misunderstanding. I know and I trust myself. I know what my intentions are. I know what I'm thinking, feeling, acting, you know, whatever it is. I know my truth. And if somebody else chooses to misunderstand me, like, because that's the other thing. If they just go with the misunderstanding and they're not asking questions to try to understand me more, they don't want to learn more about my perspective, then it's out of my hands. That's not my problem. And I'm not explaining myself to anybody anymore. Number 18 is I am choosing to lean into what makes life exciting. And essentially how I'm defining this is anything that I can't think of any other word to describe it, but like anything that feels electric, like something that feels like it's a jolt, like let that jolt be excitement, me being scared, me feeling maybe overwhelmed and nervous, you know, anything that's like that I'm going to lean into. Now, obviously use with discretion, not the things that make me scared because it's my intuition telling me, hey, don't do that. It's the things that make me scared, but there's this underlying excitement. It's this underlying knowing that it's something that I want to do. It just is something that's out of my comfort zone. So those are the things that I'm going to choose to lean into. Number 19, I'm super excited about because I think it's going to be a really good compass for me. I am going to look at discipline as devotion. And what am I devoted to? Whatever I'm devoted to is what I need to be disciplined about. And the thing about devotion is it can evolve. There are things that you can be devoted to for a while, but then you're not really devoted to those things anymore. So then you become devoted to new things. And, you know, maybe you do come back to those old things that you were devoted to, but that's the other beauty of devotion. Is that it doesn't have to be every single second of every single day that you have this devotion. It's that you do it when you feel that devotion, like you're devoted to something. So you're going to make sure that you get it done and it doesn't feel like it's a chore. It doesn't feel like punishment. It doesn't feel like you have to pull teeth in order to get it done, which is sometimes how discipline can feel for me. And I think the other really cool thing about this perspective is that you don't have to be devoted to all the things that you should be devoted to. Like when you use the word devotion, that just sounds silly. So a lot of the time when we think of discipline, you know, we think of healthy eating and exercise and drinking all your water and doing all of these like things that we just should be doing in a regular day-to-day basis. But if I'm not like devoted to working out, then I just need to make sure that I'm getting movement in every day and like just doing what I got to do in order to get it done. If I'm not devoted to eating healthy, then, you know, maybe just making sure I'm eating three meals in a day is good. Maybe if I'm not devoted to getting a gallon of water in, you know, I can make sure I'm getting, you know, at least a liter of water in. That would be better than absolutely nothing. So doing the bare minimum without feeling like you have to be disciplined to get it all done and using the word devotion, I think is a really good, like I said, compass to figure out what you should be being disciplined about. Number 20, I am so excited about, but I am choosing to be fashionable again, okay? I was considered a fashionable person. I used to win like cute little awards when I was in my sorority about being fashionable. People used to tell me they loved to look through my closet. They used to tell me that they loved my outfits constantly. I was the editor-in-chief of a fashion magazine when I was in school. Textiles and apparel was my goddamn minor in college. And so it's like on my degree. And I just think that like I stopped dressing that way, if I'm being honest, because I was kind of told that my funky clothes weren't attractive and that, you know, I was starting to dress for what I thought people would view as attractive. But the truth is that the funky clothes and me feeling like good in my own, in my outfit and feeling excited about my outfit, like it genuinely would bring me like joy at the beginning of my day to like put on a good outfit. That's what will bring my attractiveness. You know what I mean? Because like, I feel good. I feel confident. So fuck dressing for the male gaze. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing that anymore. I want to dress and be fashionable in a way that makes me feel good inside. Number 21 is I am no longer associating myself with people for their potential. And I do want to give old me a little bit of grace for this because we were younger, you know, and everybody is on their path to what they're going to be, trying to figure out how they're going to live their life, what job they're going to have, how to pay bills, how to do chores, how to like do all of these like adults things. And now at 27, I'm not going to do that anymore, you know? And I have spent too much time with people for their potential. And truthfully, even when we were younger, you can still be with people for their potential. And how can you tell is when they're all talk and no action. And even when action looks like a little bit of growth, even when action looks like they're doing a little bit better, it's just, you can feel it. You can feel that they're all bark and no bite. And you know, there's a difference between people that just show up and do the things that they're going to do and then, you know, talk about it a little bit, and people that just spend so much time talking about it and not so much time on the action portion. So I'm not spending my time associating myself with people that are, you know, just there for their potential anymore. I want to spend my time with the people that are in alignment with who I am and who I am becoming. 22, I am choosing to believe that I am unique, special, rare, irreplaceable. Okay. And it was hard for me to believe this one because logically, I know I'm not better than anybody else, and I'm not. Nobody is better than anybody else. And I think that that's what gets confused, is that it's not about being better than other people. It's that you truly are special, unique, and irreplaceable. And that just because you, it's like I felt just like another drop in the bucket. You know what I mean? Like, what makes me more special than anybody else? But what makes me more special is that no other person has my exact combination of qualities, traits, characteristics, personality. Like, nobody is exactly me, which makes me unique and it makes me irreplaceable. And I'm an incredible person. So all of the combinations of things that make me also make me incredible. And I'm choosing to believe that now. 23 is I am choosing adventure over attachment. Now, this one might sound similar to past ones because I've talked about adventure and risk and leaning into life a little bit more a few times now. But this one, I mean more along the lines of like simple adventure, like everyday adventure compared to like the more exciting, bring light to life kind of things, because attachment is what's involved in this too, is that like I will be so attached to people, places, or things that I will just hole up with it and be okay with that choice and think that like this is everything and this is the best choice I could make and I'm just going to go with it, compared to allowing myself to be a little bit more adventurous in my choices and in how I live my life and allowing things to just flow in and out of my life when they're meant to come in and out of my life, and knowing that I don't have to be so attached to things for them to have meaning. You know, like I want to be able to live from a detached space because it allows me to really, I truly think, almost appreciate the people, places, and things in my life more because I can be present with them and I can really enjoy the time spent with them and I can appreciate them for what they are because I'm not coming from such a place of fear that attachment brings me to, because I think I have to hold on to this and I have to do everything I can to hold on to it because I love it, you know? So like I'm allowing myself to be a little bit more adventurous and open with the things that are in my life so that I can truly actually enjoy them to the fullest. 24, I am choosing to dance when the music's good. Okay. I am sick of the narrative of being too afraid to dance because I am scared that I look stupid, that I don't know how. Fuck that, dude. I'm not doing that anymore. If the music is good, I'm going to dance. And like, I was always afraid of looking like, you know, like stupid white girl, like, oh, you're so stiff. Oh, you whatever. But you know what? One, if I do, who cares? Two, I probably do because I'm so afraid to move my body. So if the music is good, I'm choosing to dance and I'm choosing to live that way instead. Number 25 makes me a little uncomfortable, but I am choosing to see and know and believe that I am pretty, and I am choosing to act like it. For so long, I felt I wasn't allowed to say that out loud, you know, and that's why I feel nervous saying it out loud, because it just feels like you're not supposed to say that out loud. But I have to believe that. You know what I mean? I'm sick of living my life like, oh, am I? I don't know. Like, I'm not, fuck that, dude. Like, I know I'm pretty and I'm going to start acting like it. And I think that there's girls that take that too far. I think that there's girls that know they're pretty and they act like it and that makes them kind of act a fool. But I just don't think that I'm capable of getting to that point since I'm already at this point so concerned by it that it couldn't be possible for it to get that far. But I do want it a little bit. I think it would really help with my confidence and how I show up in the world and, you know, just really feel more in alignment with the person that I truly feel I am meant to be. 26, I'm choosing to live like I have nothing to prove because I don't. I don't have to prove my intelligence. I don't have to prove my worth. I don't have to prove that I'm a good person because I know my truth. I know that I am. I do the things that I have to within a day to make those things true about me. I don't have to prove it to anybody. I don't have to speak on it. I don't have to do anything. I can just show up as the person I am, behaving in the ways that make me know and feel that I am the things that I want to show up as and not have to prove it to anybody. If somebody wants to see it, great. If they don't, they can go. And that's all there is to it. You don't have to prove yourself to absolutely anybody. We have finally made it to number 27. 27 years, 27 choices. I'm choosing to let this be the year that I really lived. Like really, actually, truly lived with no co-authors this time. Just me making my choices and living the life that I actually genuinely want to live, that I can really feel fulfilled by. So that was my 27 choices. I do want to make clear, I don't expect them to all come to fruition in my 27th year. These are going to be things that I am actively choosing from now on to incorporate into my life. When things come up, I am putting them out there. You know, I kind of want this to be like a time capsule. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you like put shit in a box and bury it in the ground, that's the vibe. Okay. Like that's what I'm doing right now is I am putting my choices in a time capsule so that when I look back, I can say, okay, when I turned 27, I started making these choices and maybe in a few years, even if it's 10, 15 years from now, like the one I'm especially thinking about is me saying like that I can wake up and say, I can't believe this is my life. Do I think that I'm going to think that within this next year? You know, a girl can dream. Okay. But that's probably not going to happen. I don't want to say that because maybe it could, but you know, whatever. I'm saying that, you know, I'm not saying that this is all going to happen during 27. It's what I'm choosing to start choosing at 27. Again, these are not resolutions. These are not rules that I have to live by. And if I don't live by them, I'm going to die. I got to put a poster board up at the end of my bed and I have to read them all every single morning and make sure that I'm making those choices. And I got to make sure I make at least 5 of these choices a day. And you know, no, we're not doing that. All they are quiet, powerful commitments to myself to live more free, more fulfilled, and more in alignment with this version of myself that I always knew I could be. If you're listening to this, I hope you were able to take some of these and put them in your pocket, even if it's just one of them, or even if it just inspires you to ask yourself what things you are choosing this year. Because the truth is, that's all life is made up of, is a compilation of the choices we make. And you deserve to live a life that excites you. You deserve to live a life that you feel proud of. For lifestyle content, make sure to follow me on Instagram, sarah.rittendale, and you can follow Wellish on Instagram and on TikTok at Wellish Podcast for any of your Wellish tips. Thank you so much for being here with me this year. You guys mean the absolute world to me, and I'm so grateful to have you with me here at this point in my life. I love you endlessly, and I will talk to you guys on Monday.